This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, let's talk Target Center. We've talked about this a couple times before. But Glenn Taylor said uncle now, right? And so it'll be approved fairly soon where Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie, they're in charge, okay? They want a new arena, okay? Everything I've heard is they want downtown. I hear International Market Square. I hear the possibility of Target Center. I hear some prominent companies that build arenas that they want to work with. I think they know it's an incredibly hard challenge with the city. If they're pursuing an arena, will the city play any part in the financing in any way?
Not in the financing. We're not subsidizing an arena. What we will certainly play a part in is helping to make sure that that new arena is a massive success, and that success takes place in downtown Minneapolis. That is clearly the best place for it. And so obviously we would want to work with the new ownership structure and the Timberwolves to make sure we can get something that is truly successful for them and, of course, for the city as well. But if the question is are we going to publicly subsidize an arena itself, the answer is no.
So if they – and it's clear they want to stay downtown, and I agree with you 100%. It's by far the best place for it. But they find a suburb that is offering them a great deal, and there is financing in some way, and they come to you and say, we want something, and they can tangibly show you what they have. It's 100% a no?
Well, we got to be operating in reality here, and the reality is that there is just such centrifugal force behind downtown. There's a reason to be downtown. The infrastructure is set up to be downtown. The light rail and the business locations and the bars and the entertainment.
I agree with all that. What if they buy a lot of land?
I mean,
in the suburbs?
We're not going to publicly subsidize an arena. Is the answer that I think you're looking for? But like, there's a number of other things that, of course, we can do to help and to make sure that it is a big success. And we want to make sure that this works for, again, the Timberwolves. We want to make sure that this works for the city. While I won't get into specifics, I do think that there's a number of really great options. And, you know, the closer that we can have it right into that downtown core or the warehouse district generally, I think there is a massive opportunity to really recreate a full-on entertainment district.
Okay, so if it's not at the Target Center location, if it's not International Market Square, where else could the arena be?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that question, and I'm not going to answer
because I alluded to it.
It was totally my fault. Yeah, I screwed this one up. But here's the bottom line. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I start talking.
How about City Center? Nick Holter raised City Center.
Yeah, Nick had a good idea there, obviously. I mean, that particular spot would be great for activation of Nicollet Mall.
Yeah.
But there's a number of other parcels as well that I think could work quite well. could generate the kind of entertainment district that we ultimately want to see. Am I going to start naming parcels off, though? No, because you know as well as I do, as soon as you start doing that, the price gets jacked.
That's true. So, but you've spent some time studying those possibilities.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Nicollet Mall.
Yeah.
I'm down here. I work down here. When am I going to see a different Nicollet Mall?
So what we want to see is a pedestrianized Nicollet Mall.
Right.
To get a pedestrianized Nicollet Mall, it's not just enough to get the buses off. We got to get people on. And that means activation. That means programming. That also means that we're changing up how the streetscape on Nicollet Mall works so that it's far more entertaining. It's more experiential if you're coming in to shop. The era of the, remember, there was a Sports Authority over there and the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a lot of nostalgia that's attached to the Daytons and maybe a little less so the Macy's. But nostalgia, that era of the massive square footage entity is dead. And it's dead in virtually every city throughout
Dayton's
the country.
Well, the Dayton's project, what's happened with that is another affirmation, right?
I think that can really succeed. And I think that there's it's not yet. But I think there's a number of other parcels along that drag where if we broke up the space, changed it from like a 10 or 15,000 square foot single retail unit to 5-3,000 square foot units, well, suddenly you've got a whole lot of small local entrepreneurs that can pay the rent, whereas for the big space, they would have no chance. And if you have a smaller frontage right on the street, what you allow for is when you're walking down the block, you can pass by 5 or 6 or 8 different small and locally owned joints. You see this in other cities.
Yep, you do.
You go to New York, you go to Paris, wherever. It works.
So is that 5 years from now? Is that 10 years from now? When do we see some of this happening?
Well, I can't mandate that the private building owners break up their space.
Right.
But we can't help.
The buses off, a lot of that isn't even going to get started. So how realistic is it to get the buses off fairly soon?
I think it's realistic to get the buses off, at least on a temporary basis, on a routine basis, where a lot of these outdoor cafes, for instance, know that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's no buses.
Okay.
And now that's not I'm just making that up as an idea, but I think that is absolutely something
that
could happen.
Did he make that up, or is that an idea that they thought about?
I think he said it's already happening.
It's happening. Yeah, this weekend it's happening.
Okay, three last points quick, and I'll let you go. Uptown. When I was in my 20s and early 30s, I was in Uptown constantly. It was fun. It was loud. It was great people watching. It's a shell of itself. I have someone related to me who means everything to me who lives right there in Uptown. I, as much as any person on the planet, wants Uptown to be safe and viable and visible and vibrant. It's not right now. What can we do to start bringing that back?
Safety and small and local businesses. It's the reality of safety. It's the perception of safety. People need to walk down the street and feel comfortable and safe. Yes, we need to be supporting these small and local businesses that are taking the leap of faith to get in there. Uptown has been hit harder than any other neighborhood in the city, in the last 5 or so years. There was a slew of different things that happened, culminating as most recently with massive construction.
Yep.
Now, I stand by the construction. It was completely essential. That street hadn't been redone in like 50 years. And if we didn't want a massive main line or a pipe to burst and then tons of flooding, we had to do it now. It was essential. Now, the first phase of that construction is finished. The street from 26 down to Lake is opened up again.
Yep.
I'll tell people two things that I'll promise for this year. I first will promise that you will see the buds of progress happening this year.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What does that mean?
I think you'll see some small and local businesses open up. I think you'll see some new creative ideas that come to the forefront. You'll see people that are looking to creatively invest in Uptown.
Okay.
So the buds of progress you will start to both see and hear about this year.
Yep.
And this is the second promise.
Yeah.
It's not going to be everything that you want to see all at once.
Okay.
And so you will not be satisfied. And so it's going to be coming back, but it won't be everything, one big burst, all at once. And here's the ask that I've got. When those small and local businesses do open, good God, go to them. You know, buy stuff at them.
Right.
And I don't mean just like one time and you feel like you've done your
civic duty. Make it a part of the consideration.
Make it a part of your regular day basis. Make them a success, and the success will breed more success. And so we've all got to pitch in here to really support them. And I do think that progress will be afoot.
Light rail is nowhere near as safe as it once was. How much of that is on you versus on the folks who run the day-to-day of light rail?
Well, light rail has got substantially better over the last year and a half or so. Of course, it still has a ways to go. That's a Metro Transit operation. They've run through the Met Council. I will say that they've been working very, very hard, though, on improving the safety on the light rail, and I've seen some of the numbers, and it does show some improvement.
You want to win. You may win. You're the favorite right now. But strange things happen. Have you thought about if you lose, what you would do?
You know, I don't think you do a kind of plan B when you're running for mayor or really any other position. You kind of have to just be all in. I mean, look, we expect that the outcome will be positive. We're feeling all kinds of momentum. In fact, I think the caucuses probably went better for us than they ever have before. When I've been running for mayor, you know, and at the same time, man, life goes on. You know, this is my final run for mayor. This will be my last term and last 4-year period.
But if you win, you're not eliminating another office, are you?
No, well, the most likely scenario is I'll probably be done with politics altogether. I mean, of course, I could change my mind.
Okay, so if you win, you're saying this is it?
If I win and I run for mayor this last time, the most likely scenario at this point will be that I hand the reins off to the next mayor. I want to make sure that the city is in a great place, that the trajectory is where we need it to be. I want to use the experiences that I've garnered to make sure that they take those reins and they feel good about leading.
But how about another office?
And then, so the question was for another office. As of right now, I'd say no. Of course, I could change my mind. But, you know, I think service, public service, is not going to be a lifetime job for me.
Yep.
I will always be involved in service. I will always be involved in community work. But am I going to spend my entire life running for office? The answer is no. I mean, you know, again, could I change my mind and get the wild hair and get really excited about something? Of course, you know, I'm a human being. But standing here today, no, that's probably not the direction.
I could use a better producer.
Number three. Yeah, I think I can help you out there.
Good
maybe.
Luck getting one.
Yeah.
Whoa. Uncalled for. Thank you. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, right down here. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's pause. 49 past 1 on CCO.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.